Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM. Welcome back to Weekend Breakfast. My next guest is a pop superstar who won X Factor back in 2011 as part of one of Britain's most successful girl bands called Little Mix. I am old and sad enough to remember when they were briefly called Rhythmix. And she's now gone solo. It's Jade. Hi, Jade.
Hi, okay.
How are you?
Oh, you know, very overwhelmed. In a good way, yeah. A lot going on right now. I'm very excited.
I was going to ask, are you getting used to doing these things on your own?
No. No, but it's quite liberating. It is lovely. But yeah, it's still something I need to get used to.
I'm sure, without the support of the girls beside you. Congratulations on your first solo venture. You've described it as a love-hate letter to the industry. Why is that?
Well, I just felt like this was the perfect initial song and concept for my solo journey. Obviously, in the band, we have our fans, but, like, you know, people still don't know so much about me or what I've gone through or what my experiences are. So for this first record, I really wanted to give people a little insight into my kind of toxic relationship with the music industry, because that's my first love. And, you know, I've been a part of it for such a long time. And while I love it, there's, you know, like any job, there's ups and downs.
You've had hard times. It's not all going to be plain sailing. And it is a notoriously really difficult industry, not just to break into, but to keep yourself in. I've been dissecting the lyrics of your new single, Angel of My Dreams. And you do have a line in there saying, "You only care about money, selling my soul to a psycho." Are we spelling psycho with an S or a P-S-Y-C-H-O, the proper spelling?
Well, we're doing the proper spelling. I think the whole song is... open to interpretation, but yes, you know, I wanted this song to literally be like, it starts with the beginning of my career, and you, throughout the song, you're experiencing the whole span of it just crammed into this chaotic pop song. So yeah, and as we know, the music industry is very savage, it's very fickle, you can be easily replaced, it's very hard to cling on to that longevity. So yeah, that's kind of what the song is about.
Just for anyone who might not get the reference there, Simon Cowell's record label, which you signed originally to, is called Psycho, and it's spelled with an S. So, but you know, you spelled it with a P-S-Y-C-H-O in your lyrics. So it's just, you know, maybe I'm just jumping on a bandwagon here that, you know, doesn't exist. Who knows?
Who knows?
The song is built around a sample of Sandy Shaw's 1967's Puppet on a String. We're going way back for that. Why did you choose that?
Oh, so many reasons. I mean, firstly, it was the perfect title for the like concept of my song. I sang that song growing up. It reminds me of like my nana and granda. So, you know, it's got that nostalgic feeling. And it kind of, when I think of Angel of My Dreams, the beginning of that song to me is that sort of dreamy sequence of me wishing I was a star. Sorry, that's my doorbell.
That's all right. You can go get it if you need to.
No, that's all right. My friend's going to get it. What was I saying? Yeah, so that song just reminds me of me having a dream as a little girl and not realising that I would actually probably become a puppet on a string. And then, yeah, the concept is one thing, but Sandy Shaw is an incredible artist. I love Eurovision, but also she's advocated for sort of women's rights within the music industry for years. So it just felt perfect. And she actually messaged me this week when the song came out, just being so lovely and so supportive. I cried when I got the message, because it's just such a full circle moment for me. And yeah, really special.
Well, it's an amazing song to come out as your first solo single. Like you say, it is a banger. Like, it's chaotic. It's memorable. You know, people are going to go, that's Jade, and that's your own sound. How important was that for you to get that stamp?
Oh, so important. You know, I think we all know that Little Mix was such a huge thing, and it had such an identity as a brand, everything we stood for. And I loved that so much. So I really had to take this time to evolve and understand who I wanted to be as my own artist. What do I want to write about? What's my sound? And the whole album is quite chaotic in terms of references. And it's all about the things that I grew up listening to, feeding little Jade and what she would love to hear. Yeah, I'd say across the board, there's that merging of like Motown, but then Clubland classics, or like watching VH1 videos with my dad. So, there's a lot of synths on there. An amalgamation of the music and an ode to the music I loved listening to growing up.
Yeah, you just mentioned Eurovision there because obviously that sample came from Eurovision. Is that something you'd ever do in the future, do you think?
Oh my gosh. I mean, never, never. I do love watching it. Yet again, I've watched it since I was little, and I'm always drawn to drama and theatrics. And I really do wish that like the UK would take it as seriously as other countries. Because like it's no joke, my lovelies. It's humongous and we love it. And we've seen that actually in recent years. When you see artists doing it and doing it well, it's like, oh yeah, we're really proud of this. This is our song. Do you know what I mean?
Jade, we sent a turkey before from Ireland, so I mean, you're we sent an actual turkey puppet, so I know
Oh
what you
my
mean.
gosh. I mean, that's also quite iconic, but yeah, I just love the campness of it all. So yeah.
It's fantastic. Loads of songs in the charts recently have been borrowing samples from older songs. I know that's not a new concept, and they're sort of making them into this new song like you've done. I'm always saying how much I love when this happens because I grew up kind of loving music in the late 90s, and there were songs that I never would have known existed only for that happening. Is there any other sample you'd like to take and make your own that's out there that you can think of?
I mean, I'm a diehard Diana Ross fan, so if I can do that respectfully in any fashion, that would be one for me. But yeah, to your point, like obviously there's some samples that never need doing, and sometimes you hear a song, you're like, oh, please. But I do like it when it's done well because one, it is quite hard to write something that nobody's done before now. There are like literally songs there, but also, like you say, it taps into that nostalgia, and why not reference something in a respectful way that gets a new audience on board with how amazing that song is? For instance, with Puppet on a String, I'm seeing my fans be like, oh my God, this is a cool song. Are they're researching Sandy Shaw, and I'm like, that's incredible, and that's something I would dream of happening, like for Little Mix. If in like 30 years' time people are sampling the song, I'd be so chuffed with that. So yeah, I think it's all in how it's done, to be fair.
Brilliant. Can you tell us how you ended up doing a little cameo with Grian Chatten?
Yes, so there's been so many weird coincidences with this campaign, like where the stars have just aligned. And prior to this video, Jordan, my boyfriend, he's friends with Carlos from Fontaine's DC, so there was already a kind of organic connection there. But then it just so happened that we both had the same video director for our videos. So with Fontaine's DC, Starburster, I appear in their video and Grian appears in mine. And Orb's kind of creating this Grian multiverse, which when he asked me about it, I was like, absolutely, we have to do it. I love that we're very much not linked. We're very different artists.
But that's why I was it's so brief as well, the cameos. It's like, what was
Yeah, and
that?
it's
What?
that first cameo was months ago. I was in his video and their video, and nobody even clocked it. So I love stuff like that. And I went to see them at Glastonbury, and my God, like what a show! Like I felt like I was watching. When you watch a band on stage, you're like, this is kind of historic. And I've got no doubt in my mind that they would probably play the main stage at Glastonbury at some point. Do you know what I mean? They're
And you
such
can
a
make a cameo there as well, or vice versa. When you're doing the main stage, they can make their, you can just have it like a thing.
Absolutely. We'll see. We'll see.
Jay, thank you so much, and best of luck with your new single, Angel of My Dreams. We love it. It is brilliant, and we wish you every success. Thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you so much.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today.